It's Friday, October 21st, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. During Wednesday night's debate, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton claimed that forced abortions in China are a thing of the past. However, Reggie Littlejohn of Women's Rights Without Frontiers begs to differ. Reggie advocates for women who are still being pressured by the Chinese government every year to abort their babies. Reggie spoke to The World View about why China's sex selection abortions go after girls.
In China and in other areas of Asia, when a young couple gets married, the young woman goes over to the young man's family and typically lives in his parents' home, traditionally, and then supports his parents in their old age. So if all you have is a girl, then when she becomes marriage age, you're going to lose her. And then when you grow old, you're going to be impoverished. So a lot of people feel like they have to choose between committing sex selective abortion or impoverishment in their old age.
More Chinese Christians have been charged with, quote, illegal activities, unquote. One of these activities, according to Christian headlines, is passing out more than 10,000 gospel tracts. This is the fruit of ever-increasing persecution against the rapidly growing Christian church in China. Revelation 12 says, "Indeed, the dragon became furious with the woman and went off to make war on the rest of her offspring, on those who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus." 1,000 years of Christian law in the Western world has been reversed by courts and legislatures over the last 40 years. Now the UK Ministry of Justice announced it will issue pardons for thousands of men who were convicted under British laws against homosexuality, most of them posthumously. Homosexual sins were against the law in England until 1967. Northern Ireland decriminalized homosexuality in 1982, and the United States Supreme Court threw out sodomy laws in 2003 and legitimized homosexual marriage in 2015. After the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against pro-life pregnancy centers, requiring them to actually promote abortion, now Dr. James Dobson has something to say about this. He tells the pro-life centers to disobey that law, saying, quote, "If California attempts to enforce this law, then do not comply. Make them put you in jail," unquote. Acts 5:29 says, "We ought to obey God rather than man." Some state and federal agencies are cracking down on human trafficking. Texas law enforcement officials have arrested the CEO of Backpage.com, Carl Ferrer, on charges of pimping a minor. The company's annual revenue is $150 million, 99% of which comes from what they call, quote, "adult services," unquote. The FBI has taken 14 suspected human traffickers into custody in its most recent sting operation. 72 women were set free from forced slavery in Washington state. Since beginning these operations in 2008, a total of 239 traffickers have been taken into custody. Sexually transmitted diseases are on the rise, setting records year by year. According to the Center for Disease Control, 2 million cases of chlamydia and 400,000 cases of gonorrhea were reported last year. Dr. Jonathan Merman, director of the CDC's National Center for HIV/AIDS, said, quote, "The STD epidemic is getting worse in the United States and, in fact, is at its highest levels yet," unquote. NBC News blames the lack of state funding in its coverage of this news. However, Deuteronomy 28 was not included in the CDC report. "The Lord will send on you curses, confusion, and frustration in all that you undertake to do, because you have forsaken me. The Lord will make the pestilence stick to you. The Lord will strike you with wasting disease and with fever, inflammation, and fiery heat."
Jesus gave his life for me, and I'll give my life to him.
That comes from the new film coming out this weekend called I'm Not Ashamed. It's the story of the Columbine Massacre, centering on Rachel Scott, a Christian, the first victim in the massacre. And atheists are not happy about this new film release. She was killed for her faith, according to an eyewitness, Richard Castaldo. In fact, Castaldo said the only reason he survived is that he told the shooters he did not believe in God. The film about the Columbine Massacre opened last night. The film preview was blocked on YouTube for 11 months. To see the trailer and to find out where it will be showing near you, visit the website imnotashamedfilm.com. And that's The Worldview on this Friday, October 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.